Gary Thompson. I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, Microsoft seems to be entering the web-based online world here with their web-based version of Office. Tell me a little bit about why they're doing that.
Well, as you know, I worked at Microsoft for several years, and this idea was actually in discussion at least 5 or 6 years ago. The reason they're doing that, I think, really has to do with Bill Gates' vision of information at your fingertips and having the ability to access your information anywhere and everywhere. Mm. And, of course, if they can make money doing it, all the better.
Right, right. What are the issues they face with that? I mean, is that a difficult task to get things online?
Well, from a technology standpoint, I don't think it's all that difficult compared to a lot of the technological challenges out there. There are some significant privacy and security issues around this, though.
What are those?
Well, if you have something confidential that you're working on at home, you can actually unplug your computer from the internet if you desire, and you can use a word processor or a spreadsheet, and you can, with a fairly high degree of certainty, work on your information privately. You can transfer it to a secure read-only media that's encrypted. You can delete all the traces of it off of your laptop or your home PC, whatever. But when you start using web-based applications, you no longer control the data. If someone hacks into the web-based server, they can get at your confidential data. If someone compromises your computer, they can get at your data. Not only can they get at your data, but if someone else is sharing data with you, they can get to another person's data if you have access to it.
Hmm. Wow. That sounds like a disaster waiting to happen. What's the advantage for a home user to use this kind of a service?
Well, not everything that you work on is necessarily confidential. So it does make it very easy to share information with other people. And despite the grim picture I just painted, I'm not saying that it doesn't have a place or a use. Like most technologies, the key is really understanding when it's appropriate to use this and when it's not. And someone's grandmother might not care if everyone in the world sees pictures of her grandchildren. So, putting that up on a web-based application may not be a bad thing at all. Mm-hmm. And if someone hacks into it, so be it.
Right, right.
So what's critical is that you understand what's appropriate to use in that kind of environment, and you understand what your risk comfort level is.
So it sounds to me like this would be beneficial for maybe kind of a small office, home office that might be integrated with other people around the country, for example. So if you have affiliates or if you have people that you're working with, maybe you're in San Francisco, they're in New York, you've got another partner in Los Angeles, it's kind of a virtual operation, and you can all work on an Excel document or a Word document together. Is that the idea here?
Yes, definitely. And it can be extremely useful in that kind of situation. This really isn't all that far removed from social networking sites, if you will. They can be used very safely, very effectively, and as opposed to for entertainment, this would probably be used more for productivity. However, you need to watch out what information you're putting up there to make sure that you're not facilitating things like identity theft or phishing attacks or impersonation attacks, things like that. So watch out what information you put up there.
What's an impersonation attack? What's that?
Where someone gets enough information about you to either impersonate you, which would be a type of identity theft, or impersonate someone who knows you. If I learn enough about you and then I contact you and say, oh, I've got a friend that you know, or we met at the bar and you told me this and I have all this information about you, it sounds like I legitimately know things about you that I wouldn't if you hadn't put it up on the web.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it sounds like spear phishing in some respects.
Yeah, it really is. We use a lot of technology terms to describe things that have been going on for thousands of years without the technology.
So it's I mean, that's something we obviously need to be very careful about if you're working in some sort of collaborative environment, to be sure that you don't put up sensitive financial information, particularly. I would imagine. Is there anything you can do to protect yourself from these sorts of online services?
The biggest thing is understanding what data is appropriate to put in a shared environment and what data is not. That's the biggest thing. The other issue I see coming up is going to be bad guys creating fake sites, saying, you know, we have this brand new productivity suite offering for you. And if I'm going to use something like this, I wouldn't have a problem with using the Microsoft one. I know the company. Yeah, they have some issues at times with some things, but I trust that they're going to do their best to protect my data. We're going to probably see some fake ones come up where they say, you know, check this out, it's the best thing, and all they're trying to do is get information to fish you.
Hmm. Well, it sounds like we need to be cautious, and maybe Microsoft is onto something here. So if any of our listeners have questions about this or concerns, they can reach you at
askeset@eset.com.
Thanks, Randy. It's been a pleasure as always, and I'll talk to you next week. This has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.